Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Public university students across the state yesterday protested against what they call the corporate greed of university administrators. The largest demonstration was at UC Berkeley. Robert Reich, former labor secretary and professor of public policy at Cal, delivered the Mario Savio Memorial Lecture to a crowd of about 5,000 in Sproul Plaza, where Savio once helped ignite the free speech movement nearly 50 years ago with fiery words. Reich praised the students for their willingness to stand up against what he described as the threat to democracy posed by the concentration of wealth and power in the U.S.
You know and you understand how important it is to fight the bullies, to protect the powerless, to make sure that people without a voice have a voice.
The California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalis has more from Berkeley, where students have established an Occupy Cal camp.
Banners and signs littered the campus of UC Berkeley as thousands of students converged on the university's main plaza. Cal students are demanding UC administrators sign a pledge that would force banks to restore budget cuts to higher education. They got help from Occupy Oakland protesters who marched 5 miles through city streets to join students on campus.
I think these two things are definitely linked.
Alex Barnard is a first-year graduate student and an Occupy Cal organizer. He says Wall Street bankers and UC administrators have a lot in common.
They are the 1%. I mean, there's no question that the UC administrators are the 1%. They're making a $500,000 a year. They sit on corporate boards, and they're profiting off of student debt.
Students at California's public universities have been slammed with steep tuition hikes. At the same time, the state's deep cuts to higher education budgets have made it harder to get into school, and those who make it have found fewer classes to choose from and some faculty members laid off. Students have staged some high-profile protests against the budget cuts and tuition hikes, but demonstrations have tapered off, with some students blaming protest fatigue. But as the Occupy Wall Street movement has swept the country, students like senior Naha Masri say they're re-energized.
New momentum, precisely. And I think more solidarity this time.
Solidarity from folks like Seagrass Longfellow, an Occupy Oakland protester who joined Cal students at yesterday's noontime rally.
It's just important to be out here because I heard one student say before his eyes he'd watched America become a third world country. That was very painful.
UC officials say they sympathize with students, but their hands are tied. They say it's really up to the legislature and governor to raise revenue to restore higher education funding. UC officials also say they will not raise tuition this year, even if state budget triggers are pulled next month. The story is different at California State University, which says it will hike tuition if state funding falls short. CSU trustees are expected to approve a 9% increase today. In response, CSU student leaders at Dominguez Hills, East Bay, and Fullerton are planning to establish their own Occupy camps on school grounds. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintakalis.
Years of budget cuts at the community college level are pushing some students to take extraordinary measures to complete their education. Catherine Barron has the story.
Michael Cash backs his black Kawasaki Ninja motorcycle into a parking spot at San Diego's Miramar Community College. It's about 9 a.m. as he heads into his conversational Spanish class to help decorate for a classmate's surprise birthday party. When this class ends a little after 11, Cash will hop on his motorcycle again for the 17-mile drive to San Diego City College, where he takes American history. And that's just Tuesdays and Thursdays. On Mondays and Wednesdays, he adds Mesa Community College and a work-study job to the mix for a school day that runs from 8 in the morning to 10 at night.
So I realized that by going to all three colleges, I could get my degree done actually in 2 years rather than the standard 5 or 6 years that I know most people are taking to finish.
It's not what Cash expected when he enrolled in City College after 10 years in the Army and in Iraq as a defense contractor.
Being a new student, I was put at the bottom of the registration list, so I was forced to stick with open registration and was placed at the very end of the line. I was waitlisted for every class I was trying to get into, and almost didn't get any classes.
So Cash became a swirler, the name given to students who attend more than one school at a time in order to get the classes they need to graduate or transfer in a reasonable amount of time. His Spanish professor, Virginia Natters, sees it all the time.
And it's just stressful for them because they're, you know, they're driving, traffic, they have to have all their materials with them. And sometimes I get so many students that show up at their own college in the first week of class.
Swirling isn't new, but it's increasing as budget cuts force community colleges to slash classes and course sections at the same time that enrollment is soaring. More than 2.5 million students attend the state's 112 community colleges. About 10% of those students attend at least two of them. So it's not surprising that nearly half the students don't graduate or transfer after 6 years, says Mary Bernard, vice president of instruction at San Diego City College.
I think what's going to have to happen if this continues, if this budget situation continues, is we need to revisit our mission. You know, we just can't be all things to all people.
That discussion is underway. Earlier this year, the state community college system launched a task force on student success. The panel is holding a public hearing in Oakland today to get feedback on its 70 pages of recommendations aimed at making it possible for students to complete their college education. For the California Report, I'm Catherine Barron.
Catherine Barron is a reporter for the online news site Thoughts on Public Education. Later today, the state's nonpartisan budget analyst releases a nervously awaited revenue forecast for the coming fiscal year. Nervously awaited because the report is one of two that will determine whether additional spending cuts will be triggered automatically. So far, the signs have not been promising. State finance officials reported this week revenues have fallen short of projections by nearly $1.3 billion so far this fiscal year. So-called trigger cuts are expected to deliver a whammy to the state's higher education system, along with other programs like prisons, libraries, and in-home support for seniors and the disabled. That's the California Report for Wednesday, November 16th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the SunPower Corporation, offering high-efficiency solar energy solutions to households and businesses in California and worldwide. The world standard for solar. SunPowerSolar.com. The Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallas Family Fund for coverage of climate change. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as stopping email-borne viruses and preventing data leaks. Barracuda.com.